What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd like to apologize to Mike DeFabo. Limits notified me during the intermission that Mike liked my hat and wanted to speak with me, but I was in the middle of frantically editing my greatest individual performances of the 21st century here in Pittsburgh sports. I forgot about Malkin. How could I have forgotten Limits? I had it in my notes. He had a hat trick, including that whirling, twirling, blind backhanded shot to complete the hat trick with his parents in attendance in game 2 in 09. I'm deeply ashamed.
Well, Joe, we all have lapses in judgment sometimes, but whenever you are good enough to admit it, and be able to add it in, that's a good thing that you did to make up for it.
Mike, I also forgot James Harrison's interception in that ridiculous game he had against the Ravens all those years ago, which means his stat line for that game is one of the most incredible defensive stat lines, I think, in the history of professional football. James Harrison, who was a relative unknown then, in a night game against the hated Ravens, had 9 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, a recovered fumble, an interception, and a near decapitation of Ed Reed on a punt return. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, I do remember that. I feel like that's what made those defenses great, is you had Troy Polamalu, but you also had James Harrison. So you had two legitimate Defensive Player of the Year candidates every year.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe the Steelers defense could take a step forward and more towards that with a guy like maybe Jalen Ramsey entering his name into the mix. But that's what they were missing with Minkah Fitzpatrick. You were expecting him to be the Troy Polamalu to TJ Watts, James Harrison, and never really materialized the last couple of years.
Yeah, not the last couple for sure. Mike DeFabo of The Athletic covers the Steelers, does a great job. Let me ask you, Mike, speaking of that, you know, on that same topic, Cam Hayward. I thought Andrew Filippone made a good point yesterday on his show. Cam's already got his money for this year, basically. I mean, he's already got that $13 million something bonus. So, and he only has a $1.3 million base salary. He doesn't have a whole lot to lose by sitting out games. The Steelers do have a whole lot to lose by him sitting out. He seems to have the leverage there. Do you think it's going to come to that? Because everybody seems to believe it's a foregone conclusion that, oh, this will get worked out, to which I say, well, then why, if it's so easy, why hasn't it yet? Do you think he's going to wind up sitting out even a game?
You know, I think right now he's saying that he's willing to sit out games because he's trying to create some type of leverage in a situation where he has very little. I just don't know if when push comes to shove, he's really going to be willing to do that. Because, the way that I look at it, if the Steelers are going quote-unquote all in or anything close to it, the only reason they would be doing that is to try to win in this current window with this defense. And the guy who benefits most from the aggressive offseason is Cam Hayward himself. So while he would be sacrificing money and he doesn't have a lot of money necessarily tied up in his game checks, that's where I think that it would complicate his legacy, or people would look back and question this. And I don't know that he would truly in his heart be willing to take things that far.
Who, in your opinion, or perhaps your reporting, leaked this story, Mike? Cam's side or the Steelers' side?
Only in my opinion, not in my reporting. It has to be Cam's side, though, because the Steelers like things to be quiet. They don't like distractions. I can't see what the benefit would be for Omar Khan or a member of the front office to leak this kind of thing. On the flip side, Cam is trying to bring attention to this situation. We didn't even realize he was holding in, if you want to call it that, because he actually practiced in full the very first practice, including 11-on-11. So it was kind of a bizarre way that this all came about. So I feel like it had to have come from his side, and then coupled with him, you know, making the public and the big dramatic move of sitting out. But in terms of how this gets done, like, there's a couple precedents here in play. The Steelers historically do not like to give out guaranteed money to guys after their first year. And there are lots of guys. Unless your name is TJ Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, or a quarterback, you're not going to get that into your next year, which is really, I think, the root of this whole debate and this whole contract dispute. On the flip side, there is some bit of precedent of a player asking for more. In 2004, Jerome Bettis took a massive pay cut, played for just about $1 million that season. He went on to score 13 touchdowns and go to the Pro Bowl. And he told me that he went back to the team and said, okay, now I need a raise. If you wanted me to take this pay cut, I just had a Pro Bowl season, which is kind of eerily similar to what happened with Cam in terms of going to the Pro Bowl and earning all pro recognition. The difference is Jerome was at the end of his you know, contract. He only had 1 year left at that time. The other difference is he was only making $1 million. It was bargain basement compared to Cam Hayward is making significantly more than that, about 14.5 on an annual basis on this new contract.
So, all right, if it came from Cam's side, in your opinion, do you think he miscalculated, maybe not realizing that he would sort of instigate a bonfire among fans going after him?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much Cam really factored that in. But, you know, part of this, when I look at Cam Hayward, you know, a couple years ago, remember, there was that graphic that came out. It was like, you have $10 to build your dream defensive line. And Cam was listed as something like a $3 defensive lineman. And he took so much offense to that. And I feel like a lot of what's going on with Cam isn't even necessarily the money itself, even though obviously it helps to have those zeros in your bank account. I think some of it has to do with the respect factor of, you know, he's always been this guy that's been very good, but is he a Hall of Famer? You know, it took until later in his career to earn the Pro Bowl nods and the All-Pro nods. And he's trying to make his case that he's a Hall of Fame worthy guy. And I think he wants to be paid like a top tier guy so that that's part of the discussion. So for me, I think a lot of this, you hear him talking about, I want to be valued. I think that he's always felt like there wasn't enough respect for him. And it seems to me like this is another example of him trying to say, like, look, you have to demand the respect that he thinks that he deserves.
Well, that may be the case, but the Steelers in 2020 gave him a contract that made him the highest paid defensive player in the history of the league over the age of 30 in terms of annual salary. So in my mind, the Steelers have treated this guy like a king. Last year, they apparently went to him with a pay cut, and that somehow turned into a new contract. So he may feel that way. I think he definitely has been underappreciated by the football world as to how good he really has been. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But as far as financially from the Steelers, I think they've treated him like a king, Mike.
No, I agree with you that there's no disrespect there. And the Steelers really, when you go back to last year, they were making a gamble. You know, Cam Hayward was coming off of two surgeries. He was coming off of his worst season. Even when he was on the field, he was clearly not 100%. And there was no guarantee that he was going to bounce back and be anything. Now, he, to his credit, he bounced back and had a season that was better than I think anyone would have ever imagined or expected. But the Steelers still put their faith in him at 35 years old and coming off these injuries that he could return. So like, just because the Steelers won their bet and they're part of the gamble doesn't mean that now, you know, you should have to necessarily go back and the Steelers should continue to pony up. And I think if they wanted to, they could dig their heels in and say, we're trying to establish a precedent that this isn't going to be every year that someone has a good year and they feel like they want to be paid top dollar. Like, I think there's a component there where you don't want to open that door going forward.
It sounds like then you're on the Steelers' side in this.
I'm an objective reporter. I'm not on anybody's side here. You know, I think that maybe a reasonable middle ground, and I think that what Cam's looking for in this is he has, you know, a guaranteed money coming up the fifth day of the new year next year. So if they were to guarantee that money, I think that would get it done. But again, this goes back to the precedent of, do you want to guarantee money for a guy at this age and beyond the first year of a contract?
No. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. This guy, he could go out and be great again. He's also 36. He could go out and get hurt again or fade. But let me take you back to last year, because a lot of people feel like Cam and his representation mangled this whole situation. Take a listen to this, Mike. We're talking to Mike DeFabo of The Athletic. This is Doug Whaley. We know, longtime Steelers executive, former Bills GM. Going back to last year's negotiation and what maybe Cam and his people could have and should have done differently.
Mike, you there?
Is Mike there?
I'm still here. I was waiting for Doug Whaley. What did Doug Whaley say?
Here is what Whaley said.
If he walked out the doors and said, if I make all pro, I'm going to see you next year. No. You're at the bargaining table now. Put that in there now. If you're the rep, you should know that the salary cap's going to spike a greater amount than years past. You know people are going to get signed. You know who's going to be free agents, and they're going to sign deals. So make sure that next year's deal, and you could even put it in an incentive. If he makes all pro, his salary goes up to X. And then this is what he gets paid for, to compute where would be probably a top 10 salary range for D tackles for the next year. So all of this does not smash. Think about this. The 15 years of goodwill Cam Hayward has gained in the public and on the team is smashed over this lack of foresight. So to me, it's an abject failure from Cam. So
an abject failure from Cam to A, you know, when he senses them doubting him, hey, all right, let's put an incentive in this deal if I make all pro this year. And again, we're going back to last year's negotiation. Or B, why didn't he just bet on himself and go for a one-year deal and then become an unrestricted free agent? Was there a failure there, in your opinion, Mike, on Cam's side?
Well, my biggest takeaway of that is that Doug Whaley maybe should be Cam's agent, because that sounds like a reasonable solution to this problem.
Yeah.
But again, you go back to precedent. The Steelers are not a team that likes to put incentive language in contracts. They actually do it very little and a lot less than most teams. So I could see the team saying, no, we don't do that. And that could be the simple solution. As far as this whole notion of, like, you know, he should have just played out his contract, bet on himself, I definitely hear that, and that is the counter argument, but no one would do that. No football player in a physical sport where his career could have been ended on one play would have done that. The problem is, you can't have both if you're Cam. You can't have the security that if I get injured or I don't have the bounce back season that I expect, I still want to be on this team, I still want to get my money, but then also say, well, if I have a great year, I want to get top dollar. You had to pick one or the other, and he picked the job security. There's nothing wrong with that, but you've already kind of chosen your path. It's hard to go back and walk back on what you already just signed.
Now, you mean when you say nobody would do that at Cam's age? Because there are some examples. Joe Flacco played for a relatively small amount in the final year of his deal 1 year and then cashed in by winning the Super Bowl and got an unbelievable contract, right?
Yeah, I'm saying at his age, if
yeah.
I were making the decision, I would go. I would make the safe bet, which is what Cam did do. He
yeah.
wanted security. He wanted the extension. He wanted the term. He got it. And now that he played well, he's looking for more money. But again, you kind of had to pick one or the other, and he got the term versus getting the top dollar.
Are you surprised, Mike, by the vitriol that's been directed toward him? I had a Twitter poll up the other day and was pretty surprised when I said, would you trade Cam Hayward right now? And 54% of like 300 people said yes. So are you surprised by the vitriol, and how have you experienced that? I imagine reader feedback, maybe being out at camp, all of that.
To be perfectly honest, I think that this is the expected reaction. I think it's hard for the average person who works a 9-to-5 or, you know, maybe even more than that, to relate to a person that's making, you know, on average $14.5 million per year and asking for more, especially at this stage of his career. I mean, in terms of what I've heard, like, we had a story up about this news, and it had about 150 comments. Each and every one of them was negative. Mm. And so without question, I think that the fan response is overwhelmingly negative to this whole thing. The other thing here is, like, you know, I don't know if they can use future cap dollars, but they have about $19 million in cap space. And you have just enough money to go add a legitimate player, to go help Cam Hayward win that Super Bowl or even a playoff game, which he only has been in uniform for one playoff win in his entire career. You know, so is it possible that by trying to give Cam what he wants, you're not able to make the splashy addition that can help push this team over the edge? Mm. And I feel like if you're Cam at this stage, winning a Super Bowl is going to affect your legacy and potentially your future earnings so much more than, you know, getting a little bit more money at the bargaining table right now.
Why no harsh reaction for Boswell? Is it simply a lower profile player, or are there differences in the contract? What is happening there? What's the dynamic there?
Yeah, I think that people realize that Boswell, I think, is more squarely in his prime right now. Now, I think you could have a similar argument with Bos, because when he signed his most recent contract, that made him on par with Justin Tucker as the top kicker. And again, he plays a position where there's a lot of volatility. Guys fall off out of nowhere. And so he also signed a contract. So, I mean, I think that it's just because he's not the high profile player, but the situations aren't all that different other than Boz is younger and Boz is still unquestionably like a top 2-3 kicker and maybe even the number one kicker in the league.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Mike. Mike DeFabo of The Athletic. It's a big day for the Steelers. It might be the most Aaron Rodgers plays, in quotes, during this preseason. There's, I guess we would call it a controlled scrimmage against Tampa Bay today. Tell us when, tell us where, and tell us some of the rules of engagement in this scrimmage.
Well, it starts at 2 o'clock. The rules, as far as I'm concerned, is unfortunately we can't be tweeting updates live from the scrimmage, which I was really looking forward to seeing. Now, when we look at like some of these individual matchups, I'm really looking forward to seeing Jalen Ramsey versus Mike Evans. These guys have some history and possibly even some beef with each other. They've played each other head to head, I believe, 5 different times, including in the playoffs, including in prime time. And, you know, I think that as much as Jalen Ramsey is going to be this chess piece that you move around your defense, at his heart and at his core, he's still a guy that when he sees an opponent and looks at a legitimate number one type of wide receiver, he's going to want that assignment. And I think you could see some of that today, which I'm really looking forward to. On the flip side, like for this offensive line, the biggest test is probably for Zach Frazier with Vita Vey. He's getting older, he's 30 years old, but he had 7.5 sacks last year. And he's going to provide that pressure up the middle, which could force Aaron Rodgers off his spot, so we could see how mobile Aaron Rodgers is.
Kalijah Kancey somewhere in there too, right?
Yeah, Kalijah Kancey kind of had a slow start to his career, but we obviously know what he can do, based on what everybody saw at Pitt. And then I think it's also a big test for these young offensive tackles. Hassan Reddick last year was in a contract dispute of his own. He only played in 10 games and had 1 sack. But the year before that with the Eagles, he had 11 sacks. He has a resume. That's going to challenge those guys. And then Yaya Diaby is their other edge rusher. And so he's no slouch either. So I think that it's going to be a really nice test for these guys in the trenches, because like you can only do so much in a practice setting. The intensity is going to be ramped up. You're seeing someone with a different colored jersey, some different schematics. And so I think this will be a nice test for all those people that I just mentioned.
I'm assuming, obviously, that you can't touch the quarterback. Am I right about that?
Well, that's typically what starts fights. Usually somebody gets a little too close to the quarterback and people aren't happy about it. Next thing you know, there's a massive brawl. So,
man, they should televise this thing.
I wish that they would, because like – I was actually very anti-joint practice for a while, because it seems like all you see on social media is that they turn into humongous brawls. The Steelers did an outstanding job last year with the Bills of staying away from that kind of stuff. I think some of that has to do with the respect between Mike Tomlin and Sean McDermott. And you just hope that they actually play football and it just doesn't turn into an absolute melee where guys are just trying to cheap shot each other and take late hits and stuff like that.
I'd actually enjoy that. I hope it does turn into that. I guess the big news is Aaron Rodgers, though. This will be the most he plays in the preseason, yes? And is it full game speed other than you can't touch the quarterback? Is this a good test for him? Is it enough for him?
Yeah, no, this is going to be, even for the guys who play in every preseason game, this is going to be more physical and more game-like than anything else. And part of that has to do with the schematics, because – when you get into preseason games, teams don't want to put all their stuff on film for the other 31 teams to dissect and break down. But in a more closed environment like this, the Buccaneers defense, they are going to be disguising things. They are going to be diving deep into their playbook and trying to trick Aaron Rodgers. And so, I think absolutely, without question, this is going to be the closest we're going to get to a real test of what Aaron Rodgers is going to be.
TJ going to play? And to your knowledge, who won't play?
In the game or in this exhibition? I don't know.
In this thing today.
You know, I don't know that they're necessarily scratching anyone to save them in this setting. I would expect TJ to get at least some playing time, but I don't know that for certain. I think the guys you could definitely cross off are like Alex Highsmith has this ongoing groin injury. I wouldn't expect him to play. Calvin Austin has been dealing with an abdominal issue, I believe. And so, I don't know that he's going to be back necessarily. Jonnu Smith is a big question mark for me, not just in this, but overall. I think he's missed, 3 separate times with knee soreness. And you wonder if that's going to be something that plagues him now that he's getting a little bit older in his career. So I believe those are the main guys that, in terms of injuries that could be held out today.
What about this Highsmith thing? I like him. I think he's a good player, but he has never sort of repeated his season of 3 years ago, I think it was, in 22. He's making pretty good money, and they keep drafting guys at that position. Could there be a day where we see Alex Highsmith in a surprise trade, and how concerned are you about this injury?
Well, the concern with the injury to me is that he had repeated groin injuries last year. And so you wonder if there's something in terms of continual re-injury of the same body part. Is there something within his training, something within his mobility that's causing that? And then is this going to plague him again this year like it did last season? And you hope that it doesn't. You hope that he's able to get back out there. But it is a question mark at this point. In terms of could he be traded, I think you look at exactly what the Steelers have done with, I think that they've done a nice job of providing depth at edge rusher. And I don't know if, it seems to me like they're building for the future. And based on the way they've constructed the roster, I think it might be unlikely that he gets another contract. And for those same reasons, if there is the right trade, I wouldn't roll it out just in the sense that they just traded Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I thought that's something that they would never do. So if they were to get the right price, I think that he does make sense as that candidate, even though I really like him as a person, and I think that he has great upside as a player.
Last thing, Mike, you mentioned Jalen Ramsey before, and I know from all reports he's had an unbelievable camp. It seems like it's... Does Mike have a bag of potato chips on his lap? What's happening here? What sound was that? Huh, Mike?
I just moved.
Oh, okay.
My bad on that. I have a creaky old chair.
A creaky old chair. Okay.
I didn't pull a Kabbalah, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. There it goes again. It seems like it's just
I'm trying to make the sound repeatedly to prove that it's not a Kabbalah situation.
It seems like it's just assumed that Jalen Ramsey's going to have Evans. I mean, is he going to have Justin Jefferson when they play them? Chase when they play them? Like, he's the guy. I know we mentioned something to this on a podcast on a podcast the other day. He'll be the guy and not Joey Porter Jr. when they face the best receivers on their schedule. And will he follow guys around?
Well, they have options. That's obviously one option. And Jalen Ramsey throughout his career has been somebody that wants the opponent's number one wide receiver. It's in his DNA. It's part of his makeup. But I think his primary position overall this season is going to be in the slot in their nickel defense. I think they're going to play a ton of nickel like they did last year, and they're going to play even more. And, it gives them a lot of, because they have three quality cornerbacks right now, it gives them options because there's a lot of teams right now that try to move their star receiver into the slot to try to get him away from a top outside corner. Now, if teams do that, like now you've just got Jalen Ramsey, so that's not necessarily a great tactical move on the opponent's part. Like I know you look at the Bengals, for example, they love moving Chase into the slot to try to get him away from the opponent's top defensive back. So I think it's going to be a mix, basically, to answer your question. I think in some instances, maybe he will be truly shadowing an opponent's top receiver, following him all over the field. That has been something he's done throughout his career. But then with some of these other changes around him and with their schematics, I think you can also see him just settling into a nickel role, depending on the matchup and depending on the team.
Mike, thanks for the time. Great stuff, and it should be an interesting little scrimmage today. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.